And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is releasing your grip on control. This topic is something for every human being to consider. Whether you see yourself as a, quote, mellow, laid-back person, or a type A person driven to achieve, succeed, and experience all of the stress that comes with that. Releasing your grip on control is the idea here, to know that human beings are not in control of so much in the universe, in the earth realm, in the community, and even in the family unit. Life is unfolding in its grand design according to the God that created this realm, not according to your expectations and pictures of what you believe things should look like and the way people should act and how an outcome must be a certain way. The idea of control comes from the limited, fearful ego mind. In order for it to feel that it is king of the hill and keeping you safe, so to speak, it must make up stories that it is in control, that it has the power to dominate life, to steer life, to paint life in a particular way, so that it can feel happy and content, and it can reassure you that you are safe. This is a grand illusion. The limited ego mind has no power and no authority over creation unfolding. So, what do you do when you feel you are in the grips of being controlling and gripping control? First, your awareness is the place to begin, and an excellent way to begin is to tune into your body. How does your body feel when it is trying to control outcome, others, and anything in your world? Does your jaw tighten? Does your stomach clench? Does your neck grip? Your shoulders go up to the sky? Check this out with your own body. Talk with your body. Ask it, how can I know when I am gripping to control? And it will tell you. When you have the awareness in the moment that you are trying to control life, it is for you to pause and to come back home to your center, the central place within your being, which is where the God that created you and your spirit and all wisdom and love and comfort reside. Safety, complete and total harmony. When you are still and in this place, ask the questions, what am I afraid of? What outcomes do I want to avoid? What pain do I feel may come about from this situation? You are asking yourself those aspects of yourself that are fearful, that have been driven by the ego mind for such a long time, and they will give you immediate answers. Stay at the central core of your being with no judgment as you ask and listen. And then speak to these ideas as if they were beings, and tell them the truth, that God, good, is in charge, always guiding, at the wheel of your destiny, and this is to give those parts great comfort. And it may be more than just a simple statement. What you will do is to continue to tell these aspects of yourself, these ideas, these emotional impulses, the truth that you are in God's care completely, 100%. You are listening to God's guidance and following God's guidance and trusting. And there is no better place to be than in the arms of Father, Mother, God. And that is where you reside. Tell these emotional impulses the truth. Stay still and quiet and listen as they respond, because they will have their own stories, and you will listen with love and compassion, staying at the center of your being and giving them the truth and the comfort that will allay the fears, and you will feel the resulting peace that comes from this. You will also want to ask, what else do you need to know or understand in this situation? You are asking God and your spirit. There may be past lives that are resonating up into this present moment for you that you will want to turn to and with God heal the wounds, the sadness, the fear. This is possible. All things are possible with God. You just must ask. Coming back home to peace and the surety that you are safe within the arms of Father, Mother, God. This is where you are heading. This is what will serve you in every moment. Knowing this will allow you to release your tight grip on control, because you will know that that is an illusion, that you might be in control of life unfolding. Yes, you certainly will be making plans and working towards those plans and meetings and gatherings and hopes and dreams. At the same time, you are always glancing to God and to your spirit so that you are in alignment in every moment, in right timing and right action with the loving God that created you. We ask you to try this out this week. Most importantly, to become aware when you need to release your grip on control, and then have the conversation with the aspects of yourself that are fearful, that have been guided by your limited ego mind, and then to come to a state of peace, of resolve, of comfort, of surety, knowing that all is well. All is well. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.